Hi, everyone. I am my SD mom, Amber, and today I have Jessica, you're not necessarily new. I was going to say two new voices, but
I did this podcast once with
you guys.
Right. Yeah.
Producer Jessica. And then we have Sarah, another MySD mom. She does mornings on Sunny 98.1.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Welcome.
I've got two little ones, a 7.5-year-old, 7 3/4. You know how important that
is. Very important.
Almost 8, and a 5-year-old little boy, too.
Happy. So two boys.
No, I'm sorry. The oldest one is a girl.
Oh, okay.
Older one is a girl, and the younger one is a boy.
Very nice. And how long have you been in San Diego?
Oh, I moved down here to go to SDSU back in 96. So I stayed. I loved it so much. I stayed.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And then Jessica, she's got a bun in the oven.
I've got my first one on the way, due September 4th. It is a boy.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's I'm exciting. So excited. I'm so excited. Awesome. I've always wanted a boy first, so it worked out perfectly for me.
And now she's starting to feel the baby move, which I love that feeling. And I was telling her this morning, like, one of my favorites was whenever they had the hiccups in utero. Like, that's such a cool feeling. Yes. Do you ever experience
yes.
that?
Yes. Oh, it's so insane and magical. Does it even feel real at this point?
It still doesn't. Like, I think when he gets fully moving, because I only feel it a little bit every once in a while, it's not as much as I know he is moving, because when we saw the sonogram, all he did was move some somersaults. It was insane. And every time they even measure like his heartbeat, he always kicks. So I know he's moving, but I'm just not feeling it a lot.
More like flutters right
now?
Yeah,
it's little flutters here and there. It's not very frequent, but I think once it gets more crazy, it'll start to feel real.
How
and
exciting.
Then fast forward to the end. Amber, do you remember when you'll see a fully grown, like an elbow just go zoom across your whole
belly?
Totally.
I took video of it with my last daughter, because at that point iPhones were, you know, the norm. So I was taking video of it, and it looks like an alien. It's bizarre.
Alien.
It's mm-hmm. freaky.
Oh, the sweetest little alien.
It changes the shape of your belly.
The
sweetest little alien.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Well, Mother's Day is this weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question. So I have, you know, mommy groups now that I'm going to be a mommy. Oh. I joined a couple on Facebook, and this topic came up the other day. This woman was getting kind of shamed by other moms because she was celebrating Mother's Day, and she's a first-time mom. She hasn't had her kid yet. And the other moms are going, but you're not a mom yet.
Oh.
So it's not really right for you to celebrate yet. The kid's just on the way. You're not a mom. You shouldn't, you know, it's not really a celebratory thing. And it became like a big topic because people were like, yeah, no, and yes and no, and yes and no. And they were going both ways. So I wanted to get your guys' opinions as mothers. What do you think? Is it okay to celebrate Mother's Day if I haven't had my kid yet? Am I technically a mom now?
I was literally just going to ask you what your plans were for Mother's Day were. So I'm totally on the side of, yeah, you're a mom.
Yeah.
Take that day.
I think so, too. It's all so special, and it goes by so fast. I mean, there may only be a couple times in your whole life. 1, 2, 3, 4 times in your whole life. But you should celebrate it as much as you can.
Yeah, oh, okay. And you are a mom right now. You got a baby in there.
I know. It just feels weird to, like, suddenly I'm like, oh, this is a day that I actually am not just giving presents to now or doing something for somebody. Now somebody could actually, and it just feels weird.
You get a new day now.
I know.
Yeah, you earned it.
One more reason to celebrate you. I say go for it.
So what are you guys doing for Mother's Day?
I was going to do Gator by the Bay.
Oh,
this
fun.
Weekend, yeah,
with the kids,
with the kids mm-hmm. and some other friends. We got a hotel down there, and we're gonna do
party.
That.
Party,
yeah.
My husband's grandmother is still alive, which is awesome, and so we're gonna spend the day with her. We're gonna take her out to lunch with the cousins and all the kids, and really kind of make it about her.
Nice, so, very nice. Yeah.
That'll be so much fun. I love the generational celebrations,
yeah,
because you get to learn so much from other generations just about life in general, being a mom, being a parent.
It's so incredible to see our kids interacting with her too, because I didn't get to grow up with my grandparents around.
Aww.
And so to see them being showered by the love of not only their grandparents, but great grandparents is really spectacular.
Super lucky
kids.
Yeah,
it's really special.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, normally on Mother's Day, I tell the kids all I want is to sleep in.
I know.
Leave me alone. Let me wake up on my own accord. That's normally what I ask for as a gift. I don't ask for anything else. Or, you know, make me something.
Make me a macaroni necklace and then maybe a little time to myself.
Yeah,
is that bad too? There's a question. How's that? I have friends who say all I want for Mother's Day is to spend the day alone.
That would be me.
I think that's okay. I think a lot of moms are just like, I just want a day. Like a day for me. It is my day. And as much as I love my kids, I spend all my time with them. I think it's perfectly fine to be like, this is my day. I'm going to go ahead and have it just to myself.
And then there's the other moms who shame that idea. They're like, you should be spending the day with your children. I spend every day with them.
Mommy shaming is real. I've learned that already.
Man, you're experiencing it already. That's crazy.
It's really weird. I posted a picture somewhere that I was at Disneyland. And I was pregnant. It was my first time going to Disneyland pregnant. And everybody's like, why are you going to Disneyland when you're pregnant? What's the point? It's not like you can do anything. And I was like,
There's so much to do.
I'm like, there's actually a lot to do. I can sit there and eat. So that's fun. And there's a lot of, Disneyland's the one place that you actually, there's a lot of rides that when you're pregnant, you can go on and when, you know, anything else.
Totally.
But I was like, oh, this is my first mommy shaming. And I was like at 18 weeks at that point. I was like, gosh, this starts early.
That's a shame. It shouldn't be that way, but it's the reality. So you just got to learn to tone people out.
Yeah. So moms, celebrate. Even if it's your first time mom, I guess it's good to celebrate.
We allow it.
Yes.
Woo. Well, thank you so much, everybody. Feel free to comment and post your thoughts and opinions on Mother's Day. And welcome, Sarah, to the program. I'm glad to have you, Jessica. Thank you so much for coming.
Of course. Anytime.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I am my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
And I'm my SD mom, Jessica.
Yay.
Yay.
See you next week.